Study for Christ Among the Doctors and Study for the Apotheosis of Homer by Jean-Auguste Dominique Ingres. Towards the end of his life, when he was anxious to make plans for his legacy and put his studio in order, Ingres began work on a series of strange collages using cut-out fragments from the studies accumulated for his large-scale compositions. Ingres personally requested that the works should be dispersed after his death by the art dealer Arrault, with the aim of providing his widow with a substantial income. Arrault held a posthumous exhibition of the work in 1867, after which he enjoyed a virtual monopoly on public sales of pictures by Ingres, based on a stock of paintings all sporting identical black and gold frames, the colours of mourning. In 1868, Alphen Bruyas donated his personal art collection to the city of Montpellier, but continued to fill the gaps. Paradoxically, the gallery still had no works by a universally acknowledged master. The critic Théophile Sylvestre, a supporter of Ingres' great rival Delacroix, must have suffered agonies in his role as Bruyas' official negotiator for the acquisition of these two studies. The Apotheosis of Homer is one of Ingres' most ambitious compositions, designed for the ceiling of a gallery of Egyptian antiquities at the Louvre. Its presentation at the Salon of 1827 met with only polite indifference, however, compared with the triumph of the rising stars of Romanticism. The present study has been cut out with extreme precision. The layout is defined by the right-hand figure, the bust of Aristotle, which gives the composition its height, and the left-hand figure of Menander, flanked by Demosthenes, which articulates the horizontal axis. This is no ill-assorted jumble of fragments, but a careful arrangement of faces and hands, the instruments of eloquence, the tools of the painter's language. The finished painting of Christ Among the Doctors is now in the Musée Ingres in Montauban. The work was the result of 20 years of studies made from 1842 to 1862. The present study, composed of four fragments assembled and mounted on a wooden panel, reads like a contraction of the completed work. The figures, the doctors of the law, each occupy their own distinct space, grouped around the figure of the boy Jesus, who is not shown here. Among the doctors, the man with the black beard is traditionally thought to be a portrait of Théophile Gautier in disguise. Bruyas was concerned that his collection should include only the most typical exemplary works. For him, the present study constituted what he called a comprehensive summary of Ingres the painter and draftsman. Bruyas was doubtless aware that this acquisition set the seal on his collection, which had consumed both his life and his fortune.